WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. This is your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another daily dose of positive vibes and practical wisdom because life is too short to carry around unnecessary baggage, right? Today, we're diving into something super important, something that often gets pushed aside in the whirlwind of our busy lives. Self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, oh, here comes another preaky episode about bubble baths and face masks, hear me out. This is about more than just pampering yourself. It's about seriously prioritizing your mental health, because let's be honest, a happy mind leads to a happier life, full stop. Think about it. Ever felt like you're running on fumes? You know that feeling when you're constantly stressed, overwhelmed, and just plain drained? Well, neglecting self-care is like constantly driving your car without ever filling up the tank. Eventually, you're going to hit that dreaded empty sign and come to a screeching halt. So how do we actually make this happen? How do we prioritize our mental well-being in a world that often feels like it's pulling us in a million different directions? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you level up your self-care game. First things first, let's get real about defining self-care. It's not just about bubble baths and manicures, although those are great sometimes. It's about actively choosing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance car, would you? Same goes for your mental health. Next up, listen to your body. We all have different needs and triggers. Pay attention to what makes you feel good, energized, and fulfilled, whether it's taking a walk in nature, curling up with a good book, or simply having some quiet time to yourself. Remember, self-care is about replenishing your energy reserves, not just masking the symptoms of burnout. Now, let's talk boundaries. Setting healthy boundaries is crucial for protecting your mental well-being. This means saying no when you need to, prioritizing your commitments, and learning to delegate tasks when possible. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. In fact, it's essential. Number 4. Make time for things that bring you joy. Life gets hectic, I get it. But even small moments of joy can make a big difference. Schedule in time for your hobbies, connect with loved ones, and don't forget to laugh often. A little laughter goes a long way. Finally, be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Everyone stumbles sometimes, so don't beat yourself up over mistakes or setbacks. Remember, self-care is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Think about the time you had way too much on your plate, work deadlines, family commitments, social events, the whole shebang. You were running around like a headless chicken, barely keeping it together, feeling completely drained and overwhelmed. Sound familiar? Maybe you even pushed yourself to the point of exhaustion, thinking, I'll catch up later. But then what happened? You probably ended up burning out, feeling resentful, and struggling to enjoy anything. That's exactly where self-care comes in. If you had prioritized your mental health back then, taken a break, said no to something extra, or just allowed yourself some quiet time, you might have avoided that burnout spiral altogether. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential for navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. So, what are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Remember, self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. By prioritizing your mental health, you're investing in a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. And now for the action step. What's one small thing you can do today to show yourself some love and prioritize your well-being? Maybe it's taking a 15-minute walk in nature, enjoying a cup of tea without distractions, or simply setting aside time for a relaxing activity that brings you joy. Make it happen. I want to hear from you. Share your self-care triumphs and even struggles on social media using #letthatstuffgo. Remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep shining bright and never stop believing in the power of taking care of yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.